Chapter 2 of Believe. Bee was lost in thought while she traveled to her witches class in late October, witnessing the kaleidoscope of color fading with each day as more leaves covered the ground than remained on the branches above. She was excited to see the other women in her circle and to learn more about the ancient wisdom of the elements and the art of ritual. Once she arrived at the cabin, nestled deep in the woods, she noticed the changes to the stone pathway, which was now surrounded by plants heavy with spent blooms, dried and withered on the stems. Bee mused about how different this path looked just 6 weeks later, and it was a good reminder of the landscape of seasonal changes. The women were sitting around a circle, wrapped in heavy shawls and enjoying the blazing fire in the center. The women greeted one another, sharing stories about events since they last met, and then they settled into their chairs. The ritual for this gathering was to celebrate Samhain, which was considered to be the time of the crone, who held the deep wisdom of letting go of that which no longer serves one in this season. The ritual honored the land, the ancestors, and provided an opportunity for each member to share what they wished to release in this season of culling. As the ritual concluded, and everyone felt grounded, the group continued their riding to explore their individual stories. Bee had not thought much about her riding in September, but found herself eager to return to the story to see what would happen next. She took a deep breath, closed her eyes, and the story began to appear. Lee continued to travel to different villages, never staying long, as she practiced her healing arts. Sometimes, when she left the village, other women would join her, if not for the full journey, at least to travel to the next village. It was as though these women were drawn together by a deep knowledge of crafting medicine and using simple rituals to aid those in need of assistance. Megan, one of the women who joined her early in the journey, began to hear rumors of a wise old crone who lived in a cave high up in the mountains to the west of the forest, many miles from the village they currently occupied. Stories of this woman indicated that she carried a truly ancient wisdom and had the gift of precognition, or knowing what was to occur before it did. As a result of this gift, she was often sought out by rulers interested in maintaining their power by predicting the future. She became disenchanted with this gift and the ways it was being used by others, so eventually migrated to a life of isolation in the mountains. Lee felt drawn to travel to where this woman lived. She knew it was connected to a destiny that would change the way villagers saw and interacted with one another. For you see, Lee too had the power to predict the future and knew that if the knowledge this woman held was not accessed and shared with others in the lands, they would be consumed by fear and eventually it would play out in war and a desire to control the resources. As each day passed, Lee became more convinced that her journey would take her to this mountain cave. She shared this plan with the other women in the group. Some agreed to travel with her, and others were content to remain in the villages along the way. In the end, she found 4 other travelers who would endure the long journey to their destiny. Megan, who was several years older than Lee, decided to accompany her the whole way. Megan had an intuitive sense of direction and always seemed to find the easiest pathway forward. Whether it was weaving her way through an unfamiliar forest or settling a dispute between neighbors. Lee was relieved that Megan agreed to join her, for she knew the journey would be long and filled with challenges, and that she would need a skilled navigator. The first task was to learn the exact location of the crone, given the conflicting stories told by those who lived in the villages. Instead of solely relying on these stories, Lee and Megan would need to use their intuition to find her, and took off early the next morning to begin this venture. They walked many hours through the deep forest, hearing the rustling of the wind through the leaves above them. Every so often, they would cross paths with various wildlife, including crows, rabbits, and sometimes even the occasional fox. As the day stretched out to a close before them, they came to rest in a village community. Lee found them lodging, and while they ate dinner with the inn's owner, they shared their plans to find the crone in the mountains. They were met with some doubt that they would find her, as others had been down this same path, seeking her wisdom. The stories were told that she could not be found unless she wanted you to find her, as she had covered her tracks with a cloaking spell. This news did not dissuade Lee, as she felt deep in her bones that they would find her, even if it took some time. Bee heard the soft calling of their guide, Allie, as the riding exercise was coming to a close. She was not quite sure where the story was headed or who these women would become. As she packed up her belongings, she considered the women in her story and realized that Megan was a lot like one of the other women in her group, Beth, who moved through the group and ritual with an ease, always seeming to know the way through a task, or willing to smooth out the wrinkles of a conversation gone awry.